No, but I want to thank every one of y'all for praying for us and the support we get from our church. It's tremendous. I know I have a couple friends that go to other churches, and they're always bragging about how we're so blessed and how our church family actually provides for us. So I just want to thank y'all for that. Second, I want to thank Brother Jesse and Pastor Crawford for allowing us to go to Southland. I've been to a lot of church camps, and this year is probably the best year I've had. It just really spoke to my heart. I mean, I'm upcoming senior, so I kind of get the reins of how the youth group will go. And I'm hoping I can do a good job, a godly job. Hopefully I can change the spirit and have a good spirit in our youth department. And just thank you.
Just wanted to come up here and thank Pastor and Jesse and the great we had at camp. I'd have to agree with Jar. It's probably my favorite week of camp that we've had. I've made a lot of decisions at previous camps before, but this camp was just really re-strengthening those decisions that we make and re-strengthening that foundation of a Christian life. And it was just something that really hit me this week was what Pastor Mike Jones was saying. It was, I got excited to follow Jesus. And I think that was something that big for me is we come home from camp and everything and how we've made these decisions, but it's just being excited and on fire for Jesus. And if I had one prayer request from this camp coming back, that you just help us to stay on fire and to pray for that we keep our decisions.
Hi, my name is Matthew. This was my third year at youth camp. This was my second year at Southland. But God spoke to my heart this week about being a better friend and having better friends. I know I haven't had the best friends, and I haven't been the best friend. And so he spoke to me about that. And then I made a decision to read my Bible a lot more because I haven't been reading it enough. And I wanted to thank Pastor for letting us go this year. And thank Brother Jesse for choosing Southland this year. Thank you. And thank y'all for your prayers.
All right, first off, I just want to thank Pastor and everybody that allowed us to go, that just prepared the way for that. And really, this year at camp was really good. The preaching was amazing. And really, what spoke to me at camp this year was just how blessed we are to have this youth group. And just, I mean, I've been around other youth groups, and I mean, it's just not like what we have here. We're like a family, and we're really just blessed. Thank you.
Hi. First off, I want to thank my dad for allowing me to go and paying for me, because there's no way I could pay for it. So thank you for that. I thank Brother Jesse for allowing me to go to and taking us there. And I think this camp was probably, like they said, probably the best one I've been to. I felt like our youth group was closer, more we listened way better, I think, to the messages. And I think it was better because we were all together, too. Like 2 years ago, we went to Southland, and we were kind of separated. We all went in different cabins, and this year, we all got to go together. All the senior guys, that was intense. God really spoke to me about Pastor Prater was talking about our Agags, which is, if you know about Agag, as a king, Saul, when he was the king, he went and Samuel told him to go kill a whole city and kill everything. And Saul came back, and he said, he did it, you know. He thought he actually did it, but he didn't kill everything. He kept the best stuff, and he kept the king, which was Agag. And Pastor Prater was talking about getting rid of your Agags, which is your sin that, you know, you're holding on to. That's really what touched my heart, just getting rid of my sin and make sure it's all gone. So thank you.
Hello. So this year at camp was, like what other kids say, it was probably the best year camp I personally experienced. And first of all, I'd like to thank every single one of you guys who prayed for us and support us through a bake auction and other stuff. And one thing, the first message there, what Brother Mike Jones said, and I won't forget, said, life without God is pointless. And that just really stuck to me and just my life going forward. And thank you guys.
Hi, I'm Adam, and I just want to start off by thanking you two for all those who supported us in the fundraisers to be able to go to this camp, and it was a blessing to be able to go to this camp. By far, this was the year. It just seemed good, but I don't know, I'm nervous. I'm sorry. Thank you. So first of all, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who helped make camp possible this year. And I mean, I'd have to agree with everybody else that this week at camp was just amazing. And this week, God just spoke to my heart about getting rid of all the sins in your life and not keeping, you know, the ones that you want to hold on to, but just getting rid of all of them. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ethan. And I just want to thank Brother Juan, Miss Eva, Brother Tyler, and Miss Julie for taking time off work to come and be with us for a week. And thank you, Pastor, and Brother Jesse for allowing us to go and taking us. And God really spoke to my heart about touching on what Micah said, getting rid of your Agags in life and getting rid of your sin and putting that aside and letting God control. Yeah, and I just ask for y'all's prayers to keep us on the right path.
Hello. My name is Samantha. Oops, snap. Sorry. Yeah, this week at camp was really good, I think. I think our youth group is definitely in a spiritual, like, slump. And so when we all went, we were willing and we were tired of, like, our old ways. So we went willing to change, and I think that's something really good. Yeah, right now I think we're all on the same page, and we're really striving to do what God wants us to do. And we see, like, I'm glad I'm seeing good godly leaders coming from our youth group and wanting to change it for the better. So pray for us with that.
Hi, I'm nervous. Okay, so first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for your prayers and your support. And what really spoke to my heart this week is one of the preachers said, what's the purpose in life if God's not in it? And I think that it's my job to include God into every part of my life and not just certain areas. And I think, like everybody said, this has been one of the best camp weeks, and I want to thank you again. Thank you.
I just want to thank everybody who made it possible for us to go to Southland this year. One thing that the Lord really touched on my heart about was being a more godly influence to my friends or somebody, because I know sometimes I might slack on that or something. And yeah, thanks.
Hi, my name is Rachel Day. Excuse me. And I just want to thank you all for making it possible for all of us to go to camp, especially Brother Crawford and Brother Jesse. They do the most work, and I just want to thank them. And one of the things that the Lord spoke to my heart about was starting to read my Bible more. I do it sometimes, but I don't do it enough as I should. And the Lord really spoke to my heart about that this week. He also spoke to my heart about being a better friend. He really put that in my heart to be a better friend to my friend and just to encourage them to be closer to the Lord. So I just want to thank y'all for making that possible.
First of all, I just want to thank all of y'all for praying for us while we were at camp this week. It was an amazing week. And this week, God really spoke to my heart about being a better friend and being a better influence. I ask that you will just pray for us as we... As I pursue this decision. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Shelby, and I just want to start off by thanking everyone for making camp possible for me to go. One thing that the Lord spoke to me about was being a better friend to, or more of a godly friend to my friends, because sometimes I'll slack on it, and then also to help defeat any sin that I'm still holding on to that I don't want to get rid of, so thank you.
So, this is my first time actually going to a youth camp, and I would have to say, later on in the future, I don't think it could beat any of the other future youth camps that I've gone to. Well, you know what I meant. This youth camp was amazing, okay? And I don't think it can be beat. And I learned multiple things, but one thing that I've learned the most was that God can change any sinner's heart. And I just take that straight to my heart and try and help and get more people to be in the kingdom of heaven before the Lord and Savior. And I just try my best, and so far I'm doing good. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Well, we always enjoy being with our teenagers, and so it was especially sweet this year being able to be our youth group in the dorms and be able to find them and stuff. So we had a great year. There were two preachers at camp this year, so you'll hear two different names given. And anytime there are two preachers at camp, my heart's always a little nervous that one of them's going to be exceedingly funny and easy to listen to, and one of them is going to be hard to listen to, and you kind of start comparing them. But both of the preachers this camp this week were amazing. They broke down things. You know, you hear sermons about get rid of sin and get right with God, but both of these preachers took the time to break down each and every little step that you could take in identifying what's wrong in your life and in fixing it. And then there were times at the end of the sermons where they would just say, okay, for the next 3 minutes, just you and God and your pen and your notebook, write down the decisions that you're going to change when you get home. And it was just amazing how everything at this camp just went together, from the devotionals and from the preaching and the PLBs, how the Lord just used all of it this year. Thank you so much for sending us.
Okay. So I'm going to try and get through this without crying. Okay. So first of all, tell you all thank you so much for just entrusting your teenagers with us. I absolutely love hanging out with them and just, you know, getting to spend. I know they say, oh, you take a whole week out of work. I do, but it doesn't really seem like that, because I really, really, truly enjoy being with them, getting to bond with them and talk to them, and just being able to just hang out with them. And that I don't get to do all the time here, because they're not my house, you know. All the preaching was great, just like Ms. Julie said. And I have like my notes here from all of them, and I can probably start talking about all of them. But Pastor, I'm sure, wants me to get off this area here. So one of the things that, you know, the Lord really touched my heart with, it's one of the... when he said life without God is pointless, it's empty, it's meaningless, and we become pessimistic. Life with God has a purpose. So, the reason why this really, really touched my heart, and I'm just going to share a little bit of my testimony. As you all know, I was saved as an older person, so most of my life that I lived, I wasn't saved, okay? I did love my kids, because when you're not saved, you still love your children. You love everything around you. But once you're saved, it's just different. You know, it's like I said, life with God has a purpose. And yes, it does. I was saved, and I just felt like I loved different. I loved everything around me a lot different. Everything just seems different. And it's something that you can't really explain until you're saved. I just want to share a verse with y'all. It's Romans 10, verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. Just take that with you and know that. I'm not sure if everyone's here saved, but just know that when you are saved, you do live life with a purpose, and you do love different.
I'm not sure how to start it off, but I got to say one thing. This was by far the best week of camp that I had the privilege to go to, and as many as I've gone to. And there's one thing that I got to ask the teens, and in the very first message, a lot of you hit the point, is what's the point? That is the first message I was giving out, and it hit me as well. And you know what? A lot of you know my personal life. A lot of you know my testimony, where I came from, the things I did. Garrett also hit the point, is God could change a sinner's heart. He changed me around. He could change anybody around. And like my wife said, once you're saved, you do see a lot of things, life in a different perspective, look. And one thing that challenged me even after camp was these kids, and it's also a challenge for them, is keep that fire burning. And for us as youth leaders, like my wife and I, we got to help out with those teens. And as a church, it's also everybody getting involved to keep their light burning, because they are the next generation that's coming up. So we got to help them out as well. And I got to say thank you, Pastor and Brother Jesse and Miss Julie and Brother Tyler and my wife. You know, we had a good time. But besides that, we got our hearts spoken to. Thank you.
All right, I want to start by saying, no, I am not a teenager. The number of times I had to say that at camp. Anyway, I want to thank Brother Jesse and Brother Crawford and the group for allowing me to go as a counselor this year. Last year when I went, I kind of went and I kind of observed more than anything. But this year, you know, I stepped in and got a little bit more involved and had the opportunity to speak personally with a couple of the guys. And it's just an encouragement. You know, you go and you hear the preaching, and I'm in this, you know, kind of in-between state where I'm not too far removed from the youth department and, you know, everything. I mean, anybody could go to that camp and get something out of all the messages, but you know, it's still 100% applicable to me. You know, the message on being a good friend is one that really spoke to my heart. But just going and, you know, going from that stage and then, you know, afterwards getting the opportunity to talk to some of the guys and see the growth that they want to see in their lives and the change that they want to see in their lives. And it's just an encouragement to me. So if I could just ask, you know, the church family, you know, continue to pray for these guys. You know, a lot of them made decisions. And, you know, I personally want to see them continue to follow through with them. And let's not forget about it. You know, let's continue to pray for them. So that's what I got.
I just wanted to say that, this week was a powerful week for me and really built relationships with these guys and some newer guys that I only met in the past week. And I really just am thankful for this church, to be able to grow up in it, the many friends and family I have in here. My favorite sermon was about Agag. And that's actually what I'm going to be putting a little bit in my sermon about, is getting rid of your Agags, those sins that you want to get rid of, but you keep finding yourself coming back to them. Those sins that... you wonder how you could ever get past this, how you ask God and you repent of those sins and then they just seem to come back. And you wonder, how am I ever going to get past this? Well, in your Bibles, I'm going to be in Samuel 15, chapter 15. And I'm just going to read a little bit of this chapter about Saul's incomplete obedience to God. And as you saw the game with the bags on their heads, that was probably my favorite game, just because you got to smack a bunch of people around. But point of that game was, so you saw the balls in the row in the middle, and the goal was to grab the most kickballs and bring them to the buckets on each side. And then there was also another goal where there's a bucket of tennis balls and you had to carry it across the field to the other team's side and put it in that bucket. And that's when it got really intense, was people flying all over the place, smacking each other in the nose. I think one kid had a bloody nose. It was funny. It was great. It was great. Well, in Samuel 15, I'm going to start in verse 2. This is about how Samuel anoints Saul to be king over Israel. And this is his first thing that the Lord has Saul doing for Israel as king. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both men and women, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered the people together, and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen, and 10,000 men of Judah. We jump down to verse 7. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. So from this, you can already tell that Samuel told Saul to go and destroy everything, basically wipe the Amalekites off the face of the map. And we see how this is applicable to our own lives is the Lord wants us to get rid of that sin in our life, get completely rid of it, so that He can work through us and that we can be wholly surrendered to Him. And we can't do that without fully destroying and getting rid of our sins in our life. And in verse 8 it says, He took Agag the king. And in 13, Samuel came unto Saul after he had been done with the Amalekites and said, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. So from this we see Saul thinks he's done what the Lord has asked. He thinks he's gotten rid of the Amalekites, done everything that the Lord has asked. But we see in verse 14, And Samuel said, What meaneth then this bleating of sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, They have brought them. There's the word, they. So we have, just like us, whenever consequences come for our sins, we want to point the blame on someone else, something else. Say it's not our fault. It's not my fault. I'm the way I am. It's just how I was raised. But we see that that's not how God wants it to be. We see that God wants us to be wholly surrendered to Him. And actually, in our Sunday school class, Brother Jesse's been preaching on victory, getting victory in our lives over those Agags. And for some people, it may be anger. For some people, it may be worry, anxiety, distrust. For some people, it may be they have a bad temper. Some people, drugs, alcohol. And you think, how am I ever going to get over this sin? Well, I can tell you that God's not a liar, and that when He says He can help get you victory over your sins, He means it. And after Samuel shows how Saul has not fully followed God in his decision, he says unto Saul in verse 22, And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft and stubbornness, and as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, He hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord in thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. Saul was quick to apologize for his sin once he heard about the consequences. And if we're not careful, that's the same thing that can happen to us. If we don't get rid of our Agags in our life and fully, wholly surrender to God, then consequences will come. Sin for a season, as it says. Find pleasure in sin for a season. And so I just want to challenge you guys with all your decisions you've made, getting rid of your sins that you've have in your lives, and hopefully, Lord willing, that you guys are following His will and wanting what He wants in your life, for all of us, wanting what God wants in our life, reading our Bibles, having a walk with God. You know, sometimes in my life, I find myself, do I really need to read my Bible today? Do I really need to read? I mean, I can pray to Him. Is that's fine? Do I really need to have a fellowship with Him? And if we're not too careful, that can really drag us down and just pull us away from God that we have no idea that that's actually happening. I just want to say that having a fellowship with God, reading your Bible, is a very important key in your walk with Him and being fully surrendered to Him. And just may we pray and ask God what in our lives we need to get rid of. What we need to completely wipe off the face of the map. So that we can wholly surrender to God and His will for us. Then knowing that we're in His will, He can give us blessings that He wants. And that's my challenge for you guys and for everyone. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come to You now. Thank You for Your mercy, Lord, that You give to us. Thank You for Your grace. Lord, we know that we're not perfect, Lord, and You are. Lord, I pray that You'd help us to try, even when we fail. And when we fall, we try again. Get up and try again. Lord, I pray we know that it's going to be hard and some days we're going to feel like giving up. Lord, I pray that You'd give us the spirit to try and try again and not give up. Lord, help us to give us complete victory over our Agags in our life. Help us to follow You and Your will, Lord, knowing that Your plan is perfect. Please bless the rest of this service tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, I just want to say I'm thankful for this opportunity to just get up and testify to you guys and just give a little message. You know, I'm just so thankful for these past few years in the youth group. It's still crazy to me. I don't think it's fully sunken in yet. This is my last time to be able to do this as a teenager. And so I just want to say thank you to everyone here who's prayed for us and supported us in any way. This year at camp truly was a life-changing week for many of us. I know myself. And I just thank you guys for all your prayer. And, you know, God just really spoke to my heart this week about just being wholly surrendered to Him. You know, a lot of times we think, you know, like, I'll give God this part of my life. I'll give God, like, whatever area. But He commands us that He wants us to wholly be surrendered, not leave anything back. And, you know, God just really made that clear and emphasized that in my life this week. And I just need to continue to fellowship with Him as I'm going throughout these pivotal stages of my life where I'm making life-changing decisions. So just pray for me as I continue to seek God's will for my life, that I would just continue to stay close to Him and just have a close walk with Him. So if you want your Bibles, turn to Proverbs chapter number 3. Proverbs chapter number 3. This is a familiar passage of Scripture. These are two familiar verses. I'm going to be reading verses 5 and 6. God's just been really working my life using these two verses as of recent. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy path." You know, a lot of times we read that verse and we think, yeah, well, God's going to direct my path. But you have to trust with all thine heart. You know, faith is kind of hard sometimes to have faith, especially when it comes to, like, your life. Like, because we think, wow, this is my life, and I want what I want. But you have to fully trust that God has you, and He's going to take care of you, and you just trust in Him. And I love that promise there that He's going to direct your path. Like, and I'm so thankful because it says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. And, you know,
just in every decision that you make, every day that you go throughout, you need to acknowledge God and have that close relationship with Him, because if we depend on ourselves and what we want, we're going to fail every time. You know, we may not see it right away, but anything outside of the will of God is a failure. And I was thinking of a story. Last week, services got canceled, and I'm sure a lot of us experienced the power outage. And you never truly realize how thankful you are for the lights in your homes until you have to get ready for church in the dark. And like, as you're trying to go pick out clothes and in your closet, I mean, not a lot of us have windows in our closets. It's pretty hard to see the outfits you're going to pick out, and it's pretty important going to church. You need to look somewhat decent, you know. Oh, I can't wear my basketball jersey to church Sunday evening. I think that can apply to our lives in a sense. Is we're getting ready for life and getting ready to head out to the next chapter. If we're in spiritual darkness, it's going to be hard to see where we need to go in the direction that God has for us. So I just want to challenge you guys as you go throughout these pivotal stages of your life, and everyone here, just to be close to God, have that close fellowship with God, and don't steer away from it, because if you steer away from it, you know, you might not know if it's God's will. Some things may pop in your life that you say yes to, and it may not be God's will if you're not close to Him. So just have that light in your life just directing you, and you'll hopefully make the right decisions. And I just want to challenge the youth. Just, you know, at camp I think a lot of us saw a sense of togetherness that hasn't been there before, and just truly wanting to see each other do right and grow in our walk with Christ. So just don't lose that. Just, you know, iron sharpens iron, and just help each other. And, you know, I'm just so thankful for these years that I've had in the youth group. And trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Just don't trust what you want. Just fully give yourself to God, and He won't fail you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, just thank you for giving me the opportunity to just come up here and preach, Lord. Thank you for just giving us a good week at camp, Lord. I pray that you would just be with all of us youth group and everyone here, that, Lord, you would just help us to truly seek to live for you. Just help us to keep our camp commitments, God, and that they wouldn't just be camp commitments, but they would be life commitments, God. And I just ask that you would bless us as we go on from here. Just bring us back to the next appointed time. In your son's name I pray, amen.
Well, I know you heard a couple of them say, more than one, that this is one of the best camps they've been to, or maybe this is the best camp they've been to, the camp week. And so maybe you say, well, I've heard that one before. If you were to play the tapes from the last couple of years, I know there's no tapes around, but if you go back and listen to the testimonies the last couple of years, I don't believe you would have heard that a whole lot. I'm telling you, there was a difference in this camp, and there was a difference in the youth department this year, and something special did happen. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm thankful that these teenagers' hearts were softened, and there is a sense, I can feel it, a spiritual unity there with them. And I just again challenge you to stay with it, and let's just have a great year and look forward to camp next year. Amen. And Southland, Brother Herbster does a great job. You heard the sermons about Agag, heard the sermon. I love how the pastor there approached the friendship thing from a positive angle instead of negative. He said, how can you be a good friend? Rather than saying, staying away from the bad stuff, how can I be a good friend? And went through that with them and did it in such a way that lay it out for them so they could actually know how to tangibly, you know, grab a hold and make some decisions. It was just very good. I can't say enough. And Brother Tyler, what a great message tonight. A reminder about our Agags. And then it's amazing to see Mr. Ratledge coming along. Amen. I just, it astounds me. It astounds me how old I'm getting. And to see these young men get up here and speak like that. Some of you would never do that. And awesome, guys. Let's all stand. We'll have an invitation tonight. Maybe the Lord spoke to your heart. I know He spoke to mine and through these young people. And let's pray for them. So much of this is applicable to all of us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the messages that have been spoken tonight, the testimonies that have been said. And we pray that your Holy Spirit would, again, touch hearts tonight. And may we be careful about the Agags in our life. And Lord, may we be good friends, and be godly friends to others around us. And Lord, may we put our trust in you. and allowing you to direct our paths. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hymn